in this last section, we sort of come to the crux of the matter. This is the high point. I was talking to Brother Bill in the last break. It's nice to end on a high note. We started God's warning of judgment. In the second study, we realized the need for repentance, and now restoration can come in and blessing because of that. And even in the little titles, it's nice to see God's warning, and then study two, God's desire to restore, and then study three, God's desire to bless. God doesn't desire to judge. He doesn't desire to bring in judgment, but he desires to have that relationship again. And as we see, this last section of Amos, these last few verses, they almost come in as a surprise. The last few chapters, so chapter 7, chapter 8, and chapter 9, Amos is having a lot of visions of judgment. He sees the Lord forming locusts, and then he intercedes for the people of Israel. Then we see fire devouring everything, and he intercedes. And then we see the plumb line that God has measured, and God is going to bring judgment. And then in chapter 8, he sees that basket of summer fruit. He sees the people are ripe for judgment. And then in chapter 9, we see, Amos just says, I saw the Lord standing. It's no longer visions of judgment. It's the Lord judging, coming to smite. And it's just, we see all of this judgment. And you don't really have any sort of positive portions of Amos until this very last few verses. It's all judgment. It's all correction. It's all God pleading with his people to return. And then here, it almost comes out of nowhere, these beautiful verses of restoration, and that God will in one day, restore. And you can see this whole, through the book of Amos, this whole process is one, you could say it's a very personal process for God. He loves his people, and so it's a burden for him to bring this judgment, but he's doing it out of love. He's taking this personally. He loves each one of us as individuals. When he's judging, when he brings in chastisement, it's because he has that heart of love. He desires to have that relationship with us again, and the goal is for a relationship. Throughout the book of Amos, we have, thus says the Lord of hosts, thus says Jehovah, thus says the God of hosts, thus says the Lord Jehovah, this very last portion, the very last few verses, thus says Jehovah, thy God. That's the end result. That's what God has in view, that we can have that relationship again. I think one of the only other places where he calls them your God or thy God is prepare to meet your God, which we had last study. So here, now there can be a relationship again. And the goal, we can see a lot of beautiful things as we see the millennium here in this section, but the desire is to see how God can bring restoration in the life of an individual, how he can restore. We think of Peter, when you are restored, strengthen your brethren. And so God can bring about blessing and restoration in the life of an individual in the time in which we live. And the goal is to draw those examples and those passages and to apply them and to really end on that high note that a relationship with God can be restored. And to challenge each one of us, if there's anyone who doesn't have that relationship or who's in a position where that relationship isn't able to be enjoyed, that we can apply this process, that we can realize there's judgment, we can realize that we need to repent and that there can be restoration.